Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Cabinet Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. And as always, we welcome listeners listening on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and around the globe. Hope you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland and plenty of good music. We opened up the show there tonight with Aoife and May It Be. And we get straight into it now. We're going to go with Aoife Scott and a big hit for her a few years ago called All Along the Wild Atlantic Way.
Love, come
Scott, All Along the Wild Atlantic Way, getting the show off to a start tonight, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. So hopefully you'll stay with us for the next hour. Well, for the first time ever, Ireland won't have a song in this year's Eurovision, which is gets underway this weekend. The playoffs or the sing-offs are happening as we speak, but Ireland, along with a number of other countries, have decided not to enter a contest this year as a result of Israel being allowed, obviously, all over Israel's retaliation and the destruction of Gaza. And I just heard today that there's been 3,000 people killed in Lebanon over the last 6 weeks since the Middle East war started, and over 300 people killed over the last 2 weeks when the ceasefire was on. So Ireland took a stance along with a number of other countries. They're not even going to show the Eurovision Song Contest on television on Saturday night. And of course, Ireland have had great success in the Eurovision. Dana winning back in the early 70s, and then Johnny Logan winning twice with two songs. So for the first time ever, no entry in the Eurovision Song Contest for Ireland this year. Not sure Brendan Shine ever entered a song for the Eurovision, but he certainly had plenty of hits in Ireland. And I thought tonight, after the big victory by Roscommon over Galway in the Connacht final on Sunday, we thought we should play this song where the three counties meet. And I'd like to send belated birthday wishes to a Rossi man living here in Auckland, John Mulrennan, regular listener to the programme. John and John's late dad, Paddy, never missed the programme. Proud Kiwis, but equally proud from Ireland with their connections with Roscommon. So John was there in the 80s when Roscommon won a few matches. Not sure whether they won a Connacht final that year, but anyway, here's Brendan Shine, where the three counties meet.
Summer's morning, looking over the lake as the waters break by the hills in the county Roscommon. I left from my home in the town of Athlone on my way to the three jolly pigeons. It was near Castletown on the road they set down. I looked over the beautiful Shannon. Everybody sang Lochree, Lochree, where the three counties meet, along for Westmead and Roscommon. As I strolled round the banks by the Heather and Beach, where the memories have never forgotten. The day when I went halfway to work amongst timber and concrete, I must name me a man for to follow life's plan. I first up the dear place of my home. If God grants me grace, I'll return to that place when the sunset of life has come o'er me. Once again on these shores, like a bird, my heart soars as I gaze on the beauty around me. Lochree, Lochree, where the three counties meet, along through Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories have never forgotten. Lochree, Lochree, where the three counties meet, along through Westmeath and Roscommon. As I stroll round the banks by the heather and peat, where the memories have never forgotten.
Yep, we give you all the sports results later on tonight. But as I mentioned there, Roscommon are the Connacht champions. First time they've ever beaten Galway in Dr. Hyde Park to win the Connacht final for, I think, over 30 years. An interesting story in the Farman Independent today or yesterday, talking about a man. He's a teacher, but he's a part-time farmer. He's got a couple acres. He owns an island on Lochree, and he brings, you know, he's got about 40 cattle. And they're a rare breed. And he said these cattle prefer to be eaten, walking in around trees and eating bits of wild grass than luscious green grass out on the fields. But he goes over, takes him about 10 minutes to row his boat over to herd them each day. And of course, that area, around that loam, around Lochree, if there's heavy rain, we get lots of flooding around that particular area. We're going to have a song later by Tommy Flynn. And in fact, we might take it up next. Sadly, Tommy from Sligo, great singer. He's in the news for all the wrong reasons at the moment. News broke over the last few days that he and his wife of about 10 years separated late last year. And, you know, she confirmed it last week. And now there's an audio of what you call the conversation or something that Tommy made. What's gone public, so Garda are investigating. So we'll move Tommy up here to sing Goodbye, My Old Friend.
Goodbye, my old friend. Your troubles are now over. There's no
Tommy Clemen. And goodbye, my old friend. Tommy did quite a few concerts in Knock over the years that have been recorded. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. And of course, whatever's happening across the water in Ireland gets lots of publicity, and the job of Keir Starmer is on the lines right at the moment now. Of course, he lived and worked as a legal man in Northern Ireland for a number of years, and was involved with lots of the legal issues happening up there. And of course, he had an Irish chief of staff that was forced to resign a few months ago, Morgan McSweeney from Cork. And he's been under lots of pressure over the last few months. But the huge swing to Nigel Farage's party last week in the local elections seems to be the last straw. So it looks like that there's over 100 MPs that have come out and said, we need a plan. Otherwise, we won't be re-elected again when the next election comes around in about 3 years' time. Huge win just 2 years ago. And to think that it could all change so quickly. So, who knows where that's going to go. But it sounds like there'll be a push to move him within the next, I'd say, few days. We go straight into another bit of music now. This time we've got Going Home from Celtic Woman.
Feels the same, though the line's been torn. I've been
Celtic woman there and going home. Well, as long as you're not looking for an ambulance in Ireland at the moment, you'll be okay, because the ambulance drivers are on a go slow at the moment, and this is causing lots of stress for the HSE, and it's just having a significant impact on emergency services in Ireland. The HSE are urging people to go to the local doctors and not to call an ambulance. Well, they won't get an ambulance. There's over 2,000 workers who work at the National Ambulance Service who are members of SIPTU, the Union, and Unite, and they began their strike on Tuesday, and they'll strike again until they feel that they get what is due to them. Now, we'd all have seen the story about the cruise ship that was infected with the Hunter virus there over the last 10 days, and there was two Irish people on it. Now, they've been brought back to Ireland, repatriated to Ireland. One of them, Anne Liam, I think is her name, is a well-known author, and she and her friend are in good spirits, and the news is that they might be, they're isolated in a HSE facility at the moment, but they may be able to isolate in their homes. They have to isolate for up to 42 days, so 7 weeks and 6 weeks, but they're both in good spirits, and everybody praised all the services, including the government jet that flew to the Canary Islands to bring them back on Sunday. And a friend of Anne's was on the radio on Monday, said she's in good spirits and they just can't. They're grateful that they're back home and very thankful for the level of service that was afforded them to come back. So it's good to see a bit of good news. Right, we're not long to go now till the Water Boys come to New Zealand, and they're kicking off their tour next week. On the 20th of May in Wellington, then they're at the AATA Centre here in Auckland on the 21st, and the Town Hall in Christchurch on the 23rd of May. You can get tickets for the two shows in Auckland, Christchurch on Ticketmaster, and Ticketek for Wellington. It was nice to catch up with Mike Scott on the programme last week, and here he is with Fisherman's Blues.
Fall away at last, and on that fine and fateful day, I will
Mike Scott, the Waterboys Fisherman Blues, starting their tour of New Zealand within the next 2 weeks. Well, there's two by-elections coming up in Dublin Central and Galway West to replace President Connolly in the West and Pascal Donoghue in the East. And it's, I think, the 21st is the day that the election is taking place, or the 22nd. So, obviously, there's a high-profile candidate in the Monk, former acquitted drug leader. And he obviously may. He merely got elected the last time as an independent TD. There's been a lot of focus on him. He's getting a lot more publicity than any of the other candidates. And then over in the West, there's a Labour candidate who's a black woman, and there's been some of her posters have been defaced and everything like that. And she's been living in Ireland for over 20 years. She's a local councillor in Galway, but she's probably the Fine Gael candidate. Klein over there looks like he's probably going to edge it, but anything can happen. And usually by-elections turnout is small. And then the Dublin Rose Tree, another beautiful coloured girl. She's going to be representing Dublin final stand for league. And since she was selected last week, she's been subject to an awful lot of racial abuse online. And she just feels sorry for these people. A lot of people are telling her to go back where she came from, where she was born and reared in Dublin. Her family came from Nigeria. And, you know, but this is the issue that we have in Ireland. There's some really terrible people that just are internet trolls, and they go out and they say everything, but they walk up to somebody in the street, say the same thing to them, probably highly unpolitely. Speaking of fuller people, this beautiful singer, Tulu McKay, she came to fame with this version of the N17 on a New Year's Eve program in Ireland a number of years ago. And again, she's had some tough times, you know, as a result of her colour. But she's certainly making a name for herself as a wonderful singer. So here she is with the Saw Doctor's famous song called The N17.
Christian Brothers School, so I waved it goodbye with a wistful smile, and I left the girls of June. And sometimes when I'm reminiscing, I see the prefabs and my old friends, and I know that they'll be changed or gone by the time I get home. There's no one to talk to in transit, so I
The Saw Doctors song there from Tula McKay, the In 17. And In 17 is where there was a lot of sad Galway fans heading back to after the Connacht final on Sunday. Great scenes of joy in Roscommon. And it was a good game played in windy but dry conditions. And Galway had a great lead. At one stage up by 8 points and were leading by 6 points with about 10 minutes to go. But the new rules, two-pointers make a huge difference. And Roscommon came back and got 3 two-pointers and 2 one-pointers to win the game by 2 points. So the celebrations here, just looking at the pictures and Monday's Irish Independent Great Roscommon, 3:21, Galway 2:22. So Galway now go on and they play Kildare. Roscommon have to play Tyrone. So there'll be all what you call an easy match there. And of course, you can watch the games on GAA Go, GAA Plus. You can log in there, www.gaplus.ie, and buy a game or buy the package or do the monthly pass. So the next round of games, of course, we've got the Leinster final coming up this weekend between Dublin and Westmeath, a usual pairing there. And then we've got the Ulster final this weekend as well, Monaghan against Armagh. And the other, the Munster final also took place on Sunday between Kerry and Cork and Killarney. And despite some great efforts from Cork and leading at one stage, Kerry ran out easy winners, 123-115. So Kerry obviously looking very good to retain their All-Ireland title. So we've got, as I said, the Leinster and the Ulster final coming up this weekend. And then after that, you've got these round-robin games, Kerry against Donegal. Dublin will play Louth, Armagh, Derry, Monaghan, Mayo, Roscommon against Tyrone, and they'll be at home, Roscommon, and then Galway would maybe away to Kildare, and of course that's a do-or-die game for Galway, Cork, Meath, and Westmeath against Cavan, and it's Harland is back again this weekend, and some big games, especially in the Munster Championship. There was a great game between Kildare and Kilkenny on Sunday that ended in a draw. So Kildare obviously proven, Kilkenny not going too well, but Galway are leading the Leinster Hurling Championship of Cahill. Stuns Kilkenny with a last gasp equalising point, 24 points for Offaly. Sorry, Offaly, not Kildare. Offaly 24, Kilkenny 1 at 21. So no doubt Shane Lowry would have been happy with that. Of course, he's our flame in that USPGA tournament this weekend. Let's take a bit of music, and we're going to go this time with Baytong and the GNR Steam Train.
The songs of Boxcar Willie, how they take me back again in my childhood days in Blaney, when I saw my first steam train. She was standing at the station with her smokestack black and tall, and she left her Enniskillen heading on the Donegal. Now the first time that I rode this train, oh how my poor heart fled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Holyhead. I was leaving home that morning, seek fortune and fame. So I left Castle Blaney on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. She carried freight and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Loughdare to say the prayers. Going to an Ulster final, she was really loaded down, as she steamed away through Ballybay to the game Clones town. Taylor's Tunnel is no more, and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once swung. There are many men in Blaney, you may still wear kids again. You could flare them court and lose your heart from the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time, as I listened to her her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Journey, she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men broken hearted, their tears that fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Boxcar, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, they're both the same. They're now a part of history, but the memories we made. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of a train. Farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As they listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
Big Tom there, and one of his many songs, the GNR steam train. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Don't forget, the Auckland Writers Festival got underway this week, and I had the pleasure of going along to see Patrick Redden Farrell last night. Huge crowd at the Kerry de Kiwana Centre, and Patrick is a famous author, and he's written that book, which the movie was made on, all about the Price Centre sisters and the troubles in Northern Ireland, called Say Nothing. And he's got another new book that's come out now, London, and it's just been published. And of course, Roddy Doyle is speaking at the Kerry to Kiwanis Centre on Saturday night, and there's still some tickets available there. And Roddy did a big question and answer session. He was doing all the questioning in Dublin at the weekend at the Three Arena, two sellout nights with Roy Keane. And of course, he's got a good connection with Roy Keane, VO Boys' second book. So I've got an interview with Roddy on Saturday. We'll have it on the programme next week. So just to remind you, if you want to go along to see Roddy, you can still buy tickets. You can get them through, I think it's ticketmaster.co.nz. Right, let's go back and look around here and take another piece of music, and then we come back and update you on some other stories. But this time it's the late Dolores Keane, and a lovely song called Teddy O'Neill. Very hard to believe that Dolores is gone. Of course, she and Moya Brennan passed away recently. The great loss to certainly the Irish musical and global musical industry. Let's have a quick look at some of the other stories in the Irish Times here at the moment. And nursing home group pursues a state of deceased ward. Court for 185,000 care costs. Irish photographer put Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier at ease as obviously passed away. Edward Quinn also helped make Audrey Hepburn famous. Took thousands of picture. And so photo early Granny was from Dublin. Had a habit of being in the right place at the right time. With that in mind, it was no surprise when Paris matched Aston to photograph the first meeting between Grace Kelly and Prince Rainier of Monaco, 1955. Yeah, beautiful looking picture here. So obviously, he just recently passed away. That's one of the stories making the news in the Irish Times today. Of course, you can read some of these papers. You have to go in behind a paywall to get all the detailed information. But most of them you can get, you know, the main news, especially RTE Radio. The RTE website is very, very good. Certainly lots of stories about Eurovision. Huge top security around the event this year, which is underway in Vienna. I'm sure, as I mentioned earlier, it'll be a disappointment for obviously musicians in Ireland that they weren't given a chance to compete in this year. But Ireland made a stance very early on that they certainly they'd be boycotting the event as a result of Israel's continuing attacks, as it was in Gaza and more recently in Lebanon. Right, we'll take another bit of song. I suppose if I'd done a bit more research, I should have had a Eurovision song, but I'm not sure Christy Moore was ever interested in singing a song or writing a song for Eurovision, but if we put this one in, I'm sure it would have gotten through. Here he is with Bright Blue Rose, Christy Moore.
Black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she like a ghost beside me goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's bone. You must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget me nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally.
Paul Christie, who's probably turned 81 there recently. I know that his 80th birthday was on the day that the Second World War ended, so he was 80 last year and still going strong, selling out all his concerts in Ireland. Rarely travels too far afield these days. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the huge. I was just looking at the Barman Independent there, have a little bit of each week, and it's great to see there's some really nice pictures. There's the front page of the Barman Independent this week as Niall Coakley and a brother of Martin Coakley, Agri Contractors. He's using a John Deere 7750 harvester to draw silage for a local dairy farmer, Richard Collins, down at West Cork. It's certainly a good looking crop of grass there, although the skies are a bit grey behind it, but thankfully the weather has improved, although it's not fantastic at the moment. There's a lovely picture here of people at a show, and Tullamore, Michael Dolan, and Brian, and they've got this wonderful animal at the launch, that they're launching the Tullamore show, yeah, which takes place in August every year. Of course, the big one is the one down in the big ploughing championship, which is huge, takes place down in Offaly every year, Offaly or Laois. Nice picture here, Robin Darling from Skerries, comes to Dublin with her Chagas FBD Student of the Year Award. The awards are presented to top graduates of Chagas Level 6 Agriculture, Horticulture, Equine and Forestry Training Program. Beautiful picture of Robin in the Farm Independent. Food prices rise to highest in 3 years on Iran war costs. Global food prices have climbed their highest level in more than 3 years due to the Iran war disrupting supply chains, thereby raising the prospect of larger bills for shoppers. And sadly, there's no end in sight. Very sad story here. It's a big spread. This is all about forestry in Ireland. They were told to plant a pension, then the storm came. Forestry was sold to landowners in the 90s as a tax-free pension top-up, but Storm Owen slashed the value of many of those plantations, and now the planters or their heirs are tied to a lifetime of work in high-risk business that are legally barred from leaving. And, you know, they show the ads here in all the papers, obviously, in the 90s. Farmers, secure your future, invest and plant your land today. And, of course, there's that Storm Owen when it came in. It did massive damage. You know, some parts of the country were without power for nearly 3 weeks, and huge damage done to forestry plantations. And of course, as that article, I haven't read the full thing, you know, you signed up, you have to probably, you know, take out all the trees that if they weren't harvested after falling within a few months, they wouldn't be worth anything. So a terrible time for the farming community. So and then there's a man here from Frontline to Farm, how this ex-soldier built a speckled park success story. Glenn Crooks explains how he established his pedigree herd in Armagh from Canadian embryos. Now he now produces elite stock for breeders while selecting for added scale and commercial appeal, why Army veterans make good farmers. Yeah, he looks like these spotted type cattle. They look quite good. And again, that story, out in the dark with no lights, the Longford farmer keeping an 100-year island tradition alive. Herbert Farrell explains why he loves the hardship of rowing out to his Loch Ree island farm every day, how he transports the cattle to the mainland, and how his Thrumlin herd prefers rushes and threes to grass, and why he has diversified into meat boxes. And there he is. There's lots of water in the background. So that's about it from the farming and papers. We move with one more song, and then have to come back and wrap up. I think my time is running out. And here's Dervish with Passage West.
I met my love in Passage West. Dark-haired lady I loved best. We wandered down by Chapel Square, and there was magic in the